Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm back again to review some new movies and to ask the question, are all men cads, heels, liars, cheats? What about douchey users, stalkers, assholes, players, pricks, opportunists who will say just about anything to get laid? Well, this question is taken up by two films with male directors and writers, but told from the points of view of the female characters. One is a post-war historical melodrama about a married woman who willingly goes astray. The other, a contemporary light comedy about a group of college students who risk being led astray. So first, The Deep Blue Sea, directed by Terrence Davies, based on the play by Terrence Rattigan. Okay, the war has ended, and Hester, played by Rachel Weisz, is a beautiful young woman married to a much older man. Sir William Collier, played by Simon Russell Beale, is intelligent, kind, upper-class, and very rich. He's also a judge. He loves Hester dearly, but he can't provide for her sexually. Hester is the daughter of a vicar whose life feels like it's hit a dead end. Then she meets Freddy, played by Tom Hiddleston, a dashing RAF pilot, a hero in World War II. He's brash, he's funny and charming, and he makes a pass at her. Soon, she's separated from her husband and trades his mother's stately home for a dowdy London flat filled with society's struggling outcasts, like a doctor whose license has been revoked. The movie opens with Hester's attempted suicide. The reasons for this and the reactions of her husband and her lover to it and her final decision makes up the rest of the movie. It's told through Hester's flashbacks to the war, her time spent with Freddie and William, and memories of her past. And it tries to explain her strange decision to leave wealth, status, and a loving husband for a nonchalant cad. Terrence Davies is a remarkable director for whom what you see and the music you hear is always as important as the dialogue. He doesn't tell strict linear narratives, but he gives impressions of the thoughts and experiences of the main characters. This one's adapted from the play by Terrence Rattigan, but Davies uses the dialogue sparsely. He hints at what's going on, rarely explicit. For example, when William discovers the aptly named Hester's infidelity, you get a brief glimpse of a Punch and Judy show going on outside the door. Although it's a melodrama, I found it very moving, visually stunning, with an evocative soundtrack, often provided by the characters themselves singing period songs in pubs or bomb shelters. The acting is also great. Rachel Weisz's first good job in a long time. I was beginning to lose faith in her as a credible actress. With exception of one strange shouting scene between Hester and Freddie that seemed a bit clumsy and overdone. This is not a conventional movie, but a very good and very moving one. Next, Damsels in Distress, directed by Whit Stillman. So Lily, played by Annalee Tipton, is a university student who transfers to Seven Oaks, a former all-girls college in a small New England town. She's immediately befriended by a clique of discerning conservative college women and moves in with them. They all have flower names like her. Violet, played by Greta Gerwig, the obvious ringleader, thinks men all have B.O. She knows aromas and colors are very important. Rose, played by Megalyn Echikunwoke, an African-American with a recently acquired impeccable British accent, says men are all players. Along with dumb-as-a-post Heather, the three of them have a goal: to rescue the downtrodden and suicidal students on campus by distributing donuts and teaching them tap dancing? Huh. Well, Violet has a theory. Aim for the bottom and only date guys stupider than she is. So she goes for the frat boys. They're not Greeks, she says. We only use Roman letters here. Some of the frat boys haven't even learned the colors yet. But her world is sent off kilter when Lily, the newcomer, proves too popular and has two romantic and handsome boys chasing her. Will the smart but experienced Lily choose the French Xavier, played by Hugo Becker, who tells her he's a member of the Cathars, or the charming and successful so-called businessman Charlie, played by Adam Brody? And will she ever see through these guys' transparent ruses? Damsels in Distress is a very cute, very funny coming-of-age story about life in a sheltered liberal arts college. This is Whit Stillman's first movie in a long time, maybe a decade, and it's great, just like all his movies. He did Last Days of Disco, Barcelona, Metropolitan, all very distinctive portraits of educated but naive upper-class or upper-middle-class people. This one is done in a series of vignettes over the course of a year with a terrific ensemble cast. They're all new and all very, very good. Admittedly, it has a confusing and cobbled together looking finish that leaves you thinking, what was that? Why was that there? But it was just silly and not bad enough to spoil an otherwise fully enjoyable and remarkable movie. The Deep Blue Sea is now playing and Damsels in Distress opens today in Toronto. Check your local listings. The Strawberry Tree is showing tonight at the Images Festival, and tickets for Hot Docs, Toronto's documentary festival, are available now. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.